You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name's Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen One Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself, Patricia Eltage, and Andrew Shaw to take your questions, your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Again, 323-203-0815. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the WAN Institute. The WAN Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of WAN training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. So tonight we have Patricia Eltage and Andy Shaw along with myself to take your relationship questions. And please feel free, we take questions regarding relationships, family, work, and if you just want to call in, say how Dr. Allen's helped you. Oh, we already have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, yes, I do. My boyfriend, sometimes he talks about other women in front of me, and I've told him that he has the right to do that, but that it makes me feel jealous and I don't want to feel that way. And so yesterday, and then that, like a few days ago, he admitted to me that he does it just to like get a reaction out of me. But yesterday he was talking to one of his friends on the phone, talking about how one of his coworkers, that she likes him and that she wants to take him out and everything. And I just told him that I was going to leave and that I was like upset. And then, I just told him that, like, I didn't appreciate hearing that and that he has the right to keep doing that, but I'll be leaving in the future if he continues to do it. And he told me not to leave and everything, that he was sorry, but I'm just, like, really still upset about it, and I don't know, like, how to feel about it.
Patricia, do you want to take that one?
Okay, well, you know, jealousy is a natural occurrence, a feeling that we get when we actually care. When you're in love, there's a wonderful book, I might say here, that is called Dangerous Passions. And that's a book talking about the natural tendency for people who are mated or boyfriends, girlfriends, marriage, who feel feelings of possession, which is nature. So there's nothing wrong with you having those feelings, but negotiating how he expresses, I'm glad you use the tools to start saying, mm-hmm. Well, you have a right to do that. However, since I'm uncomfortable with it, I don't want to be around you or continue. Are you in a relationship now with him?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. sexual relationship.
Yeah, and he gave me like a promise ring and everything, and like he wants, mm-hmm. like we've talked about like getting engaged and everything, but I don't know, I just feel like he does it on purpose. Like he even told me like last week that he just does it to get a ride out of me. He thinks it's funny or something, but like I just thought that was like crossing boundaries, because it's like a coworker, and I felt like he was doing it on purpose. Like he said it, like when he was talking to his friend, he came in the room, made sure that I heard everything, saying, oh, she wants to take me out and this and that. And I just said that I don't want to be with somebody who talks about other women like that, like when I'm there, and if it makes me uncomfortable, and that like if he continues to do it moving forward, that I'll be leaving.
You have something to add to that, Sue?
Well, he, you know, I think, wouldn't it be that he's a little insecure that he wants her to kind of like do a reaction to show how much she cares?
And that's what mm-hmm. I said, because I said, actually, last week you told me that you do it as a reaction. So why do you feel that insecure that you have to have like make me have like do something hurtful to me to make yourself feel better?
I didn't hear a stroke first. I would have stroked him. You know, I really care for you. However, when you do this in front of me, it really hurts my feelings. What do you think about stop talking with other girls with me around and stop talking about other girls wanting to take you out? Use the stroke, the stand, and the contract. You just went to write.
And especially like, I know. But especially like, I feel like a coworker, like he's trying to make me feel insecure.
But when you go right to the stand, they react defensively. You went right to the stand on what he did and the consequences. You didn't stroke him that he has a right to do that. I didn't hear that.
I said you have the right to talk about other women in front of me, but I feel the first time I said I feel jealous and I don't want to feel jealous. So if you continue to do it, then I'm going to be leaving.
You might say, I may consider leaving, because when you said I'm leaving, that's Dr. Allen always says when you threaten, you always give him the consequence that if he does it again, you'll be leaving. Mm-hmm. If this continues, I will be leaving.
Okay.
And again, you can't stop your feelings. Feelings aren't negotiable. To have, again, I would mention that feelings of jealousy are natural. So rather than saying, I don't want to feel those feelings, saying, I don't want to be put in that position, but you don't have to express your feelings of jealousy. But you can express the fact that you don't like it. You're uncomfortable with it. You're uncomfortable with it, and it doesn't feel cherishing to you.
And he told me that I'm overreacting, that I don't need to feel jealous. I shouldn't feel jealous. And I
well,
just said
here,
I'm not going to
when he says
you.
That, listen, dear, when he says that, you do the stroke and stand again. I appreciate your suggestion that I feel jealous. However, it doesn't feel good. And I'm just letting you know it hurts my feelings. What do you think about stopping it? See, you guys have a tug of war about who's right. You're both, he's telling... There is no, if you use the whole tools and give him a right to tell you you're overreacting, but then make your stand, you come across as more grounded and more rational.
How do I say, like, you have the right to tell me that I'm overreacting, however it doesn't feel?
No, you say you have every right to tell me that I'm overreacting. However, I don't feel I am. I feel I'm expressing my feelings.
And feelings aren't negotiable, by the way. Feelings just are. You can't stop feelings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He has a right to call to say anything. And you have to make him okay to say that. You don't have to agree, but you have to stroke him that he has a right to say that. You have every right to call me jealous and insecure. That's your point of view. However, I don't like to feel this way. And I don't like when you talk to other girls around me. So if you continue, I may have to consider leaving.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds a little bit more structured than just attack and give them an ultimatum.
Mm-hmm.
There's a consequence for his actions.
Yes. Soften it up a little.
I know. Because once I get really upset, I just like to leave. Like, I wanted to just leave yesterday.
I hear it's a little bit too aggressive.
Yeah.
You're wanting to blow it up rather than renegotiate it.
Because it's not the first time. I've told him this before, and he just like continues to do it.
Did you give him the consequence before in the way that Sue just taught you?
Okay. Then I may have to consider leaving.
Yes, right. You said I'm going to have to leave, and you haven't left.
I don't know. Yesterday I did say, if you continue, I guess it's kind of the same. I said, if you continue to do it, then I will be leaving.
Yes, but you haven't left, and he's done it numerous times. If you consider leaving, means you're debating, is 51%. Is he valuable, accept or reject? Let me see. Today, tomorrow I'm considered leaving. Today I'll consider staying.
Mm-hmm.
You said I'm going to leave.
Can I ask one more question? Because he's going out of town on this weekend, so tomorrow, just to see his dad. And usually, I have my own place, but I stay here a lot, and so I'm still upset about it. And I'm thinking about just staying at my place tonight, but then he's leaving for the weekend and I don't want to like leave on bad terms. So do you think that I should just go to my place because I'm still upset or just stay here?
I think you should calm down because he can sense that you're upset and he knows how to push your buttons. Patricia, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you've told him. When did you have the last altercation?
Just this morning. I just said, like, he was saying, he apologized and everything, but I just said,
he apologized. This happened,
yeah, but since it's happened a few times, and I just thought that was like crossing boundaries since like a coworker. I just thought it was like inappropriate. And I just
said, thinking it's inappropriate comes from your masculine. That's an analysis. That's not based on your feelings. So let's stick with our feelings because that's where the feminine in us resides. And if you just let him know, say, I don't feel good when you do that. Do you want me to feel badly or do you care how I feel? So then you can put the ball in his court to see if he cares how you feel.
Or you can even add, are you trying to push me away?
Mm-hmm.
You can add that. Are you? This hurts my feelings. Are you trying to push me away and end this?
But when I do lead with my feelings and I do get emotional, then he like tells me that I'm like a that I need to control my emotions.
If you tell your feelings how you're telling us, it's not the whole tools thing. You're attacking him and thinking he's got to fix your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You attack saying you hurt my feelings. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
If you stroke him, then make your stand. This hurts my feelings and it's uncomfortable. Would you please consider stop doing it? And if you don't, I will have to leave. I will consider leaving.
When I do the stroke, like what is the stroke again? I appreciate
whatever he said, you have to appreciate he has a right to say that.
Okay.
See, you have it in your mind that he can't do that.
Right.
And that's masculine, controlling.
You can do that you can continue to do that to people out in the world, but not to me. It doesn't feel good to me. If you want me to stay and be your girlfriend, I can't handle that. I don't want that. Coming from your don't want is feminine.
I would say try softening up. We have Andy. Andy, do you have anything?
Yeah, you asked about the stroke and stand. So the stroke and stand is in the moment. And it goes, it's a stroke, a stand, and a contract. And the stroke is you have a right to do whatever it is they're doing, say, think, feel, however. And you say your truth. The stand is I want, which I'd recommend you say I do not want, to be emotional about this. And the contract, I will do something or will you do it this way? And that's in the moment. So we're not in the moment anymore. So I would recommend a 5-step cleanup, which is stroke and stand with an appointment. So that goes, do you have time to talk about a negative thing that happened? And you say yes or no. If he says yes, then you go through the stroke. You had a right to say what you want, try and get a reaction out of me. I felt uncomfortable. The stand is, I want or I don't want something. In a contract, will you or will you not do something? Now, if he says, no, I don't want to talk about it, have a journal in your next nightstand and write out your feelings. Dr. Pat recommends you each have a journal, you each have a drawer or something that the other person can snoop in with the other person's permission. And so write out your feelings and that, if you don't have this, let him know it's there. And let him know he has permission to read it anytime he wants. But do not go to sleep without writing it down. Because if you go to sleep, it'll only come out in the form of an explosion later.
I want to interject here for all you callers, you included, to write down these tips we're giving you as we're talking to you. So I encourage everyone to keep a notepad by them when they call in.
Do you think that I should stay here tonight just so, because I don't want him to leave on his trip and we're like still fighting, but I'm also still upset about it. And I don't know if I want to stay here. Like usually in this case,
Andy just told you how to make a cleanup, go and talk to him so that you can smooth over the uncomfortableness between you.
Okay, so do that make when you get home.
Yeah, I have something I want to talk to you about. Is this a good time? Then you stroke. You know what? You have every right to, you know, try and get me jealous and talk about other girls. You know, however it hurts my feelings, I don't want you to leave on bad terms. What do you think about us renegotiating and maybe, you know, stop trying to push me away or hurt my feelings?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And soften up, dear. You're coming out with your fists up. That's why he's attacking back.
So there's a thing on here about games. Sorry, it's a real sentence. Just as something to keep in mind, games are repetitive, devious series of transactions intended to get strokes. A game is a failed method of getting wanted strokes. And then Dr. Steve Cartman devised a drama triangle that depicts the three roles in any drama, which is the victim, the rescuer, and the persecutor. And mind you, a stroke can be positive or negative. Your negative response is something he's looking for. Because he's failed in ways.
Because he's what? I didn't hear that last part.
Because the game is a failed method of getting wanted strokes. So according to this, because he's failed at getting what he wants in other ways.
Do you give him positive strokes? Do you stroke him? Strokes are
all the time.
Ways that you appreciate him. Oh, you do show him appreciation in other ways.
All the time. And like he does provide for me. And I feel like he kind of told me that he feels kind of like vulnerable because like I know that he does love me. So maybe he's like scared that,
It could be he's trying to self-sabotage it. That you're too good for him. So he wants to ruin it.
So you ask him, are you trying to push me away? Put it to him point blank. Are you trying to push me away?
I feel like sometimes that is the case, or most of the time he treats me really well, but like,
I understand when he does these boyish games, that are like junior high school games, you say, are you trying to push me away?
Yeah. Instead of attacking him, just ask him that, and that might diffuse it where he has to reconsider what he's doing, his action.
It feels like you're pushing me away. Am I right?
Okay.
I have a sense that you're pushing me away. Am I right?
And just as an alternative too, there's a guy named Jefferson Thatcher who just is on Facebook one night. He's a lawyer. And he talks about really like 1 minute sessions. That when people say something and doing what Patricia just said, asking the point blank question forces the other person to reevaluate in the moment
what they're doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or they want to defend it.
Mm-hmm. It has a person look at what they're doing. It turns it around on them in a way that's not attacking. It's like, are you trying to push me away? I have a sense that you are. Am I right?
Because a few weeks ago, like, he likes me over here all the time, and I like being over here, too, and usually everything's fine, but, like, he, like, made a comment that, like, my stuff was, like, on his side, and, like a few passive-aggressive comments, and I was, like, okay, that's fine, and so I just took my stuff back to my place, and I was, like, that's fine, like, if that's bothering you, then that's fine, I'll just be at my place more, and he was, like, no, like, I guess sometimes I get scared because it's like the responsibility.
Then
like,
the answer there would be, do you want to designate some space for me here or not?
Okay. Yeah, I know he said that he wants me to be a part of his life and he wants me here all the time.
Then when that happens with the space thing, then you say, then you have to be direct and you say, do direct. You want me to be here? Would, if so, do you want to designate a space for me and my things?
Okay.
And that's putting the want in his court. Go ahead, Sue.
Yeah, oh, I was going to say when I heard her, it's the same thing. But when he says those little snidey sarcasms, you go ahead and punish him. So instead of attacking him and punish him by leaving, do what Patricia said and try to negotiate. If my things are bothering you here, where would you like me to put them? Always try to negotiate instead of punish him.
Or instead of feeling indignant and leaving.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my way of dealing with things.
Yes.
Well, we're teaching you communication here. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So you say, oh, well, you do. You say you want me here. So where would you like me to keep my stuff? This is direct communication. Healthy adult to adult communication.
Rational. Mm-hmm. You guys are going emotional where you're picking on each other for a reaction.
Mm-hmm. I don't do it, though he does.
No, dear, you did too. When he said this stuff is in my way, well, okay, I'll go home. That's the same. Mm-hmm. That is
emotional. That's emotional. That's emotional. That's an emotional reaction instead of where would you like me to keep my things?
All games require two people.
Okay.
Sorry, we have to confront both of you on this.
No, I know. I just get irritated, and I'm like, I'm out of here. Fine.
No, dear, don't do that because that's the game going. He plays the game of kick you, and then you kick him right back. One person can stop it. We're teaching you that.
Yeah, I'd recommend two things. One, which is the book "Living with a Passive Aggressive Man." It's got great stuff in there. The second one is the Answers book, which is about your relationship contract. And this goes directly on page 66, which is, you know, private property. If you haven't done your own relationship agreement, highly recommend you do. And I'll just read this paragraph real quick. It says, private property, these are prenuptial agreements or post-nups. Dr. Allen firmly believes these are good contracts to have. It's much easier to negotiate what would happen if you did break up while you like each other, as opposed to when you hate each other during a divorce. Discuss private space too. Determine what will be my closets, my drawers, your this, and your that.
Mm-hmm. This is how people negotiate their relationships. You talk about all these areas, and we help you do this. You call in and make a private appointment, and you say, I want to see if the two of you are willing to do a relationship agreement contract, which is talking of negotiating time, space, money, and play. And within those areas, my time, your time, our time, my money, your money, our money, space, my space, your space, our space. How you play, play together, play alone, and play with other people. All these areas of life in a relationship can be negotiated to ward off these conflicts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, caller. Call us back and let us know how it goes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Remember to do it during the light of day, not laying down.
Oh, we have another caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Hi. Yes, I do have a question. Thank you guys again for all that you do. My question is, I've been seeing this guy, and every time that the night is ending, he walks into my car, which I really appreciate. And then I have this habit, because he sometimes parks further, of offering him a ride, which I know is mothering. And then what ends up happening is that he stays in my car and he wants to keep talking, and he's like, I'm literally yawning, and he just keeps talking and talking. So is it what's the right feminine way to, am I supposed to even offer him a ride?
I'll let Andy, do you want to answer this one?
I say no. I say, if you're not comfortable, don't do anything that you don't want to do. Don't do anything that you're uncomfortable doing.
I agree.
Yeah.
This is about you, not about him.
So you can give back in other ways. If you want to give back, you give back in other ways. It doesn't have to be, you do this, I do that, exact.
You can start with, hey, I know we like to talk and we're sitting in the same space together. So I have to end it here because I have to go to bed early.
Yes.
And say your good nights and off you go. And that's okay.
Yeah, let them know that you need to go home, that you want to go home.
Okay. I guess, like, I'm still learning how to walk a fine line between being disrespectful and being codependent.
Dear, if it's inflicting on your time and you're tired, you have to say, gosh, you do the stroke and stand again. I really appreciate sitting and talking to you. However, I have to get up early. So what do you think about ending our night now?
Oh, that's great.
Here's
a quote from Dr. Pat Allen, and that is, if you are afraid to cause another pain, you'll have to hurt yourself.
Right.
Write that one down. Okay. That's really important.
Okay. So even though the first few times I offered him a ride, it wouldn't look disrespectful if I...
Dear, you could still stand up, use the stroke and stand. I know in the past I've stayed and talked to you. However, I have to get home.
Okay.
And you can be cute about it too. Oh, it's the witching hour. It's the witching hour. Oh, I've got to get my beauty sleep.
Yes.
I got to get home. Be cute about it. Okay. You can be playful with it.
Okay. All right.
No, he shouldn't get offended by any of this. And if he is getting offended, I might want to reevaluate who you're dating. Because from a man's perspective, we want you to take care of yourselves. Like, that's our job. And if we can't help you any more than you'll help yourself.
Okay.
Nobody can mind. So you have to speak up to let him know
what's good for you.
Yeah, you allowed it, so he thinks it's okay.
Yeah, and the first time I did that, he was in the car for like 2-3 hours.
You should
have said, gee, it's been great talking to you for the past 15 minutes. However, I have to go home. I'll see you another time.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks for validating and giving me that tool. I forgot it. I completely forgot it, so it's good practice.
Okay, thank you, caller.
Thank you, bye.
We have some good callers here tonight. I think everybody forgets to stroke and stand, no matter how much we push it. They keep forgetting to stroke and then stand.
Practice. And I might want to add, advertise Sue's groups here for that very reason. It's good to join the groups. These are virtual groups where you can practice your stuff on a weekly basis.
Yeah, I do a drop-in monthly, a weekly. It's a donation drop-in Zoom group twice a week. If you want information, you can reach me at info@ Dr. Pat Allen, drpatallen.com. And I'll send you the Zoom link. And you join in, and I give everybody like 5 minutes share time to answer questions, but you can learn from all the other girls as well. And I teach you how to duty date. I teach you how to communicate rationally, which we talked about. I help you to find, take care and how to be feminine and take care and talk from your feminine side. And Patricia also works. She does the life scripts and relationship couples contract items and dream interpretation. And Andy's just starting up. He's hoping to get some kind of a men's group going as well. So if you want any services, I'm the main contact, 949-723-0338 or info@drpatallen.com. Or we love hearing from you on the radio show. If your funds are low and you can't afford our services, you can always call the radio show.
Mm-hmm. So with that, I might give a little blurb plug for my book here. And if you want to get deeper into your own subconscious, my book by Patricia Eltinge is The Dream Class, subtitled Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. So that's another feature I do.
So let's see. Call in number again, 323-203-0815. We did have some good callers today. We had some, if you've called us before and we helped you, please give us a call back and give us an update on what's going on so we can follow you through your learning and moving forward with Pat's tools. So, Andy, do you have anything to say about Dr. Allen's material? Or
I was looking at the answers book, thinking about what I wanted to, you know, talk about, reteach something, remind people. So based on the two phone calls so far, maybe negotiate with love might be an interesting one, right? 64. It's actually what we're just talking about. Because let's see, there are only three ways to deal with people. Intimidate them with fear, saying things like, you better do this or else. You seduce them with guilt. If you leave, I'll do something horrible. Or you negotiate with love, which is, sounds like, this is what I want, or this is what I want or don't want. What do you want or not want? Let's make a deal. And this explains further, real intimacy in a relationship isn't just a great sexual connection. It's emotional intimacy, which is the ability to ask for what you want and say no to what you don't want. You negotiate with the people you care about, that's intimacy. And then we're just talking about what it goes into, the relationship contract, which is time and how much you'll spend alone, together, just the two of you, and as a couple socializing. Space, where you live, who has what responsibilities, money, yours, mine, and ours. Play, what you'll do for fun, alone and together, sexually and non-sexually.
So all of those things in everyone's life is negotiable. So people don't have to be pissed at each other when they're not automatically getting what they want. Then you bring up, this is how we get to know each other on the next deeper levels, is finding out what works and what doesn't work and negotiate it.
Yeah, so let's talk about the angers, right? They're recognized the four different types of angers.
Okay, go ahead.
Deal with them.
Okay.
And it says, we're all afraid of rejection, of being abandoned, and we get angry when we get threatened. But anger isn't just yelling. It rears its ugly head, usually in one of four ways. Frustration, which is often childlike, as in, why is this happening? Resentment, a much more adult-type anger, as in, it's your mistake, why am I paying for it? Denial, as in, I don't think I have a problem with drinking and eating, etc., or I'm not angry. And then indignation, this is the I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore kind of anger. The way out of anger is, of course, the hallmark of Dr. Allen's teachings. Make a positive decision followed by action or inaction as soon as possible. And then there's two questions that go with that, which is not in this book. Those questions are, what do I have that I do not want? What do I want that I do not have? And when you answer those questions, you can start to make a better way forward.
And you can start negotiating and start asking your partner to negotiate with you. How can we think of ourselves as a team rather mm-hmm. than just two individuals butting heads? Now, there's a wonderful book that Dr. Allen loves. It's by John Sanford, The Invisible Partners, How the Male and Female in Each of Us Affects Our Relationships. And she always talked about dancing. The analogy, her metaphor was, we teach waltzing or partner dancing rather than slam dancing or disco dancing, where everybody's just dancing individually and bumping into each other. So the point of dancing in a partner way, each person, think of dancing with the stars. Everybody can relate to that. They're both doing intricate steps differently, yet together. So they're coming together as a team. And what's important in Dr. Pat Allen's work and what we teach is viewing the relationship as the team. And so it's not me against you. It's what is good for what is the best, what can we each do that enhances and creates the best outcome for the team?
Mm-hmm. Very well said.
So maybe some cues, huh?
Andy, was there anything, what type of anger is the worst type? There's the four types. Is there one that's like the, is there any that is the best or the worst? I forgot that.
Well, resentment, I'm sorry to interrupt, but resentment yeah. is terrible. Resentment is a seething cauldron of, yes. it turns into hate. So we have to clean that up so that we don't walk around with negativity buried inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you shove things under the rug, when you shove the little things that are, when you don't deal with the problems that you're, things that make you upset, and you shove it under the rug and shove it under the rug and not discuss it or not face it, it builds into resentments, which is turns into terrible inward negativity, and it's not good for your chemistry in your body.
Yeah, that's when you get sick.
Mm-hmm.
As Dr. Allen says, you get sick. Yes, that's true. So call in number again is 323-203-0815. Callers out there, we'll be happy to take your calls. On the next hand, I had a
I call. Wanted. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to remind everyone, if there's any new listeners out there, the book Getting to I Do is Dr. Pat Allen's book that's been in multiple prints, reprintings now. It's just the most groundbreaking book that is still terrific and that is also on Audible now. So you can get it that way. But it's so wonderful to have the hard copy book simply because people say they've had it for, they use it as a reference. You can refer to it. And a lot of these quotes and this information is found in Getting to I Do. So I want to just.
I also, the Answers book is another one you can get on Amazon that has all of her quotes. So you don't, her, that she used to say in her seminars, they're very good quotes. And it goes through a lot of the stuff that we teach here as well. About the five curses of life and about it's got her pledges. What else does the Answers book have, Andy? You probably have it right there in front of you.
How'd you know?
Because you read from it earlier. The Answers book is like the little cliff notes.
So chapter one is why does my life suck? Chapter two is why don't I have a great relationship? Chapter three, how can I tell what's really love? Chapter four is the 20 FAQs. And chapter five is the famous Dr. Pat Allen gems. So there's some pledges on there, page 167. Want to go through a couple of those?
Sure. What's some of the pledges?
For women. Let's see. I promise on my honor to say no to immoral, unethical, and illegal treatment. Furthermore, I promise on my honor never to give, protect, or cherish a healthy, able-bodied human being over the age of 10, especially men, unless I get what I want first. So I imagine for that caller who called in earlier about the giving the ride,
that yes.
qualify.
Uh-huh.
Also for women, I promise on my honor never will I let that magic wand in anywhere it can get in unless I negotiate with its owner about his long-term plans for me, his sexual and social monogamy, and his weekly continuity. And should I let that magic wand in without a contract, I will not complain about the money I will spend on shrinks and the time it takes to detox. So help me God.
The detox. I tell my ladies that after, you know, they've been in relationships and they're detoxing, but, you know, they think they're over them just but deep down inside they're not. And then the next guy that comes on, they don't have a chemistry for any guy that comes that they date. Why is that, Patricia? They lusted for one guy that didn't want him. Then every other guy that comes, there's blemish. And you know, when you they'll hook to that guy. No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm over him.
No, it takes up to 2 years. And that's with work, with conscious work, with conscious work. Women bond with sex. Men do not, unless they're over 50, then they have the propensity to bond with sex too, because the hormones are changing. But women do bond with sex, and that's the danger of having sex without a commitment, without a verbal contract, minimum a verbal contract. And when you break up, everybody is going to be compared to that feeling you had because of the oxytocin and the dopamine and serotonin and all the mix of chemistry. There's a wonderful book called The Alchemy of Love, and Dr. Amens has one too, Love on the Brain. But there is this whole flood of chemistry when you have sex, when women have sex, that creates bonding. So when you get detached from them, you're yearning and longing for that bond.
The same feeling, not just the guys. They say
to produce that feeling. Yeah, to produce the flood of chemistry that you had with that person. So it can take up to 2 years to detox from that. So this is a dangerous game women play when they're out having sex, random sex, or thinking that they're going to catch the guy if they have sex with him. And then they're dumped, and then they're sad, and nothing else looks good. And like Sue was saying, everybody else looks like warthogs.
I have another question. I have somebody had called in. She's on the dating apps, and one gentleman was still married in the process of doing a divorce. And he told her he's okay waiting, you know, but he just wanted to get back out there to, you know, see what's out there and check it out. Because some men actually like being married. So once the divorce is final, he may jump back in. She's mad at him for picking her and dating her and being married, and even though she's attracted to him. And what would you, I remember Dr. Allen says you can go ahead and date married men as long as it's not for dinner where it's sexual. Just keep it on a positive note until the divorce is final and then start dating sexually. What's your intake on that, Patricia?
Right. Dating them is, if they say, some of them say they're in the middle of a divorce and then they never divorce. So that's why you don't want to jump in the sack until you know that it's definitely going in that direction. And you
date other people as well, so you don't overfocus on him. But
that's exactly right.
Yes. Because I've seen a lot of people where this man, he jumps out and some other girl's lucky and she has a nice guy.
So date that person while you're dating others, but just be careful of bonding until the divorce is finished.
And that's probably, like I said, go out to breakfast and keep it on a friendly, because remember, friends first, hopefully, and then lovers is always a good model. Get to know the person instead of being lovers first and then find out if you're friends or you're compatible.
Then you're bonded and you might, and you're sexually bonded with them, but then you find out you don't like them as a person. That's always a real pickle to undo.
Too many people consummate it too fast because they have those chemistries going and then they don't like the person when they find out when they spend time.
Right. He's an asshole. He's this, he's that. Right. And I go, well, you bonded and now we got to figure out how to undo it, or because they go, well, can't we change him and make him different?
Ladies, one thing we can't do is how to make him blah, 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 blah. You accept him or reject him the way he is. And we teach you the tools to hopefully communicate rationally so you can get what you want and what you don't want. And you can negotiate a healthy, happy relationship, because it very rarely just moves evenly. You're going to need some tools of communication without bickering and fighting.
And if you're going to reject us, please do it sooner rather than later so we can move on.
Yes. And while some women, they end up just nagging the man and the man shuts down, that's probably not healthy either. Kind of passive aggressive. One lady nags and then he goes passive aggressive to piss her off. That's part of the game.
And then there are men who like to have a harem of women who are all bonded to him.
Uh-huh.
So I have two more pledges that are in the answers book.
Okay. Item. Go ahead.
The next one's for men.
Okay.
So I promise on my honor not to put my magic wand in anywhere it can get in unless I tell her my goals first. I also promise on my honor to give, protect, and cherish women, kids, animals, and the planet, even when they are illogical, irrational, and irritating. So help me God. And the last one is for anyone in a relationship. I promise on my honor, never will I mate or marry a finite, fallible human being. Instead, I will commit to the relationship with I want to have with a finite, fallible human being. I will do my part to make it work and hope to God they do theirs.
Very well. Well, I would. Yeah, I was going to say, I wish more men would do that contract you said for the men to let us all know up front, but that's, they don't always do that.
No, that's the rare occasion. That's why, you know, the women out there, we are the spiritual guides for men because they are driven. We're all animals, but the male of the species, of this human species, is designed has to propagate and be prolific and breed. So it's up to us to have the stops or have the boundaries that create the system that's a spiritual system that we don't want to just have sex. We will make love.
Yes. We set the standard of the relationship. A lot of the women, they think disrespecting is saying no to men. You have to say no to take care of yourself. Or as you said, if you can't say no, then you end up, if you take care of other people, you end up hurting yourself. It's how you communicate the no. And that's why we teach the tools. When you don't want to have casual sex, there's a whole line of tools you can say to the man that's respectfully communicated, not just barked off and attacked.
So this isn't, we're not talking about just rules. This is not a moral thing. This is a way that you protect yourself from pain later. So the whole point of having sex or committing to sex with a commitment is to protect you from future pain that we've described as painful when men dump you because they'd only wanted you for a little while.
Yes. So that's why we always say before you, if you want to consummate and communicate that you just want to hook up, tell them at the front. But if you want a long term, tell them before you have intercourse or sex what you're looking for and see if he's going to the same place. Don't assume that if you give him sex, he's going to want a relationship. You have to negotiate. And with that, we're running out of time now. Our time's up. We hope you join us next week and have some call-ins. So Patricia and Andy, do you want to say any last words?
Be well, people.
And I want to say, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you back here next week, next Thursday. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.